We are a nation in decline. And now these radical left lunatics want to interfere with our elections by using law enforcement. We can't let that happen. With all of this being said, and with a very dark cloud over our beloved country, I have no doubt, nevertheless, that we will make America great again.
All right, folks. But I can tell you the deep state is moving against everybody right now. There's a lot I can't tell you on air at this point. But believe me, this is beyond a movie. Okay, even what's happening to InfoWars. They are making their move. The country is on its knees right now. If we just wake up, we'll be on our feet and we'll win. But this is the intelligence agencies through the bureaucracy, through everything, is it waging war. They're destroying our borders, annihilating our energy infrastructure, flooding us with fentanyl, brainwashing our children, trying to destroy our families, starting World War III, engaged in epic level corruption. This is it. We have lived in an age of destruction. Hear about other countries that are corrupt and fall apart. Well, it's happening to America. No country's ever gone past 220 years. We're 245 years old. We're the oldest country or empire in history. And we are on our deathbed right now. And now this new revolution they've got is meant to bring us into total tyranny on the other side. All right, President Trump's full censored speech is posted at InfoWars.com right on the front page right now and at MadMaxWorld.tv. That's the link you can share that doesn't get blocked by Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Google. But by word of mouth, just share the link, InfoWars.com. We're an information war. So let's start with the speech from Mar-a-Lago last night.
God bless you all. And I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it.
By the way, hit pause. I want to say something here. The speech was powerful, but the crowd would not shut up. And I'm not mad at them, but this is one of my big irritants with high-level Trump supporters. They're in there drinking. It's a big carnival. They love being near the president. They love the fancy, beautiful architecture. And they just, it's like a beauty pageant or something. Like they feel like they've arrived. It should have been solemn. And they should have just clapped when he paused. But instead, it's like they're at a rodeo or a discotheque. And they're, woo, yeah, woo, like it's, this ain't funny, this ain't fun, this is war. And people better get that through their heads. This is deadly serious. And I'm not mad at the crowd. I've seen it, I've been around it, and there is just a delirium. And the same thing happened at his rallies. Oh, we're invincible. Oh, we can't be stopped. It's this, people need to realize how much trouble we're in, so we work hard to fight it and expose it and go to city council and go to the school boards and run for office and file lawsuits and don't comply with illegal laws and civil disobedience. We are in trouble, people. Because I watched the speech last night when I got home after it wasn't live, and it was just drove me crazy. But sometimes there's 2 minutes of applause and whooping and hollering, and you just, it's like they're having fun. This is not fun. And I'm just saying, it's the wrong attitude, man. Trump is being attacked. I'm being attacked. Roger's being attacked. Let me just say this. Owen Schroyer is facing a year in prison. Sam Montoya, that went in peacefully to the Capitol, showed Ashley Babbitt being murdered, didn't hurt anything. He's sentenced today at 1 p.m. Eastern. He called me during the break and said, please pray for me, our camera guy. So this is very real, okay? There's almost 1,000 political prisoners. Hundreds of them haven't even been charged 2+ years later. So there's something about a bunch of people screaming and yelling, woo, yeah, woo, yeah, woo! Instead, they should be banging on shields, and there should be Bogner playing, because this is war. Instead, there should be a war drum, because that's where we are. We're not, woo, yeah, woo, yeah, oh, yeah, woo. That's not the sound I want to hear. I want to hear humanity awaken, humanity refind your soul, go back to God. I want to hear amen. You can tell later in the speech he gets annoyed by it because they wouldn't shut up. This is a solemn situation. I'm sorry. I'm just so sick of people not realizing how serious this war is. I've just been around the Trump people and around Trump when there's people around, and everybody's like all high and like can't believe they're there. And oh, it's like they're in the cool kid club. I never wanted to be in the Hollywood cool kid club. I never want to be in D.C. I just don't want to be part of the establishment. Trump is anti-establishment, and then he's going up against them. Better get that through your heads. I know our general audience understands that and knows that. It's just the carnival atmosphere around Trump was the problem in his first 4 years with his kids and all the big tech people and all the Hollywood scum and all of them around there. And that's why we got our asses kicked. That's why they were able to steal the election, because people are not serious enough. You know, I love comedy. I love to screw around. I love to do gags. I love to have fun. We should do it about 10% of the time here on air. Remember that? Some of the most viral clips ever, but they're all about 7, 8, 9 years old. To see you see me joke around maybe 0.1% now instead of 10% of the time, because folks, we're not in joking territory. We're in a sinking ship surrounded by sharks, and this is more like a wake for our republic. The good news is a republic can rise from the ashes like a phoenix. But I'm going to air the speech. It's a powerful speech, but I'm tempted to have them go in and just cut out all the cheering, because it's just there's too damn much of it.
If Alex Jones runs for president in the Republican Party, he has a chance of winning.
If you just tuned in, you may be noticing I'm wearing an Alex Jones for President 2024 shirt. I am not seriously planning to run for president. This is an idea the crew had. Have a triggering shirt, kind of next level. Alex Jones was right. There's Infowars.com on the back. Alex Jones for President 2024 on the front. It's a fundraiser shirt. It's made out of really nice fabric. It's high quality. And it is a exclusive shirt to Infowarsstore.com. And when the shirts are gone, they're gone. We're doing one run of Alex Jones for President 2024 shirts. And you will have a historic memento and be able to spread the word and meet a lot of like-minded people, and you will be able to keep us on the air.
No way. No way. That's a bridge too far. It can't be. And I said on national television that he was going to win.
At InfoWarsStore.com.
You are alive during the world government AI cashless society takeover. You are watching the globalist plan to bring down our republic and our country. Has a great history. We've done some amazing things. We've done some bad things. But we are the best house in a bad neighborhood. We are the greatest nation the world's ever seen. The most wealth, the most success, the most inventions, and a beacon of the idea of liberty. But we have been taken over by criminal elements that tried to dominate the world with our power. And now we are imploding in on ourselves. Our currency is dying. But more importantly, our souls are dying. And armies of pedophilic criminals are coming after the innocence of our children. And I'm going to stop ranting about the speech. It's just that the carnival atmosphere, like it's a party and it's fun. And I felt like I was at a clown show. What Trump said was very good, but he should give the speech again as a speech and with no one there but the camera people, and he should do nightly addresses, fireside chats from a desk, and talk about it every day, and the show would explode. And I've been saying that for 6 years, but he never did it. And if Trump had listened to me more, we wouldn't be in this situation. I think it's obvious. I told him all about the deep state, how they were doing it, gave him the specifics, where they were at, why they came after us so hard. Now he's listening, but is it a day late, a dollar short? I know this. We're certainly not living in boring times. We're living in very interesting times, as the Chinese would say. You live in interesting times. Well, we do. Let's play a few minutes of the speech, because I'm going to get it all aired here. It's about 25 minutes long, but let's go ahead and go to Trump.
God bless you all. And I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. From the beginning, the Democrats spied on my campaign. Remember that? They attacked me with an onslaught of fraudulent investigations.
And I was
Russia,
the first
Russia,
to tell
Russia,
you.
Ukraine. Impeachment hoax number one. Impeachment hoax number two. The illegal and unconstitutional raid on Mar-a-Lago right here. The lying to the FISA courts. The FBI and DOJ relentlessly pursuing Republicans. The unconstitutional changes to election laws by not getting approvals from state legislators. The millions of votes illegally stuffed into ballot boxes and all caught on government cameras. And just recently, the FBI and DOJ in collusion with Twitter and Facebook in order not to say anything bad about the Hunter Biden laptop from hell, which exposes the Biden family as criminals and which, according to the pollsters, would have made a 17-point difference in the election result. And we needed a lot less than that, like about 16.9. It would have been in our favor. Not my favor, our favor, because our country is going to hell. And we remember the 51 intelligence agents who said Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. It didn't exist. It was Russian disinformation. Remember that? And that was all confirmed strongly by the FBI when they all knew that it wasn't Russian disinformation. And so much more. Our elections were like those of a third world country. And now this massive election interference at a scale never seen before in our country, beginning with the radical left, George Soros-backed prosecutor Alvin Bragg of New York, who campaigned on the fact that he would get President Trump. I'm going to get him. This is a guy campaigning. You want to get President Trump at any cost, and this before he knew anything about me, didn't know a thing about me. He was campaigning. As it turns out, virtually everybody that has looked at this case, including rhinos and even hardcore Democrats, say there is no crime and that it should never have been brought. Never have been brought. Everybody. Even people that aren't big fans have said it. They said this is not the right thing to do. It's an insult to our country, as the world is already laughing at us for so many other reasons, like our open borders, our incompetent withdrawal from Afghanistan, where we left behind American citizens, $85 billion worth of the best military equipment in the world, lost 13 magnificent young lives and far too many to mention that are so badly hurt with the loss of arms and legs and facial obliteration. The most embarrassing time in our country's history, in my opinion. Then our give up on energy independence and even energy dominance. We're going to be dominant within 6 months, more than any other nation, times two. We had this all just 3 years ago, our raging crime statistics. If you look in Democrat-run cities, numbers the likes of which we have never seen before, the open threats by various countries of the use of nuclear weapons, something never mentioned or discussed by outside nations during the Trump administration, and which could very well lead under the Biden administration's leadership to an all-out nuclear World War III can happen. We're not very far away from it, believe it or not. An economy that has been crippled by the biggest inflation we have seen in more than 60 years, and a military that I used to defeat ISIS in 4 weeks. They said it would take 4 years. 4 weeks to kill al-Baghdadi and Soleimani, that has now gone woke at the top levels by trying to indoctrinate everyone down to the lowest-ranking patriot. But now they have really stepped up their efforts by indicting the 45th president of the United States, who received $75 million votes, which is more than any sitting president in the history of our country. And in the wings, they've got a local racist Democrat district attorney in Atlanta who is doing everything in her power to indict me over an absolutely perfect phone call, even more perfect than the one I made with the president of Ukraine. Remember, I kept saying that's a perfect call. This one was more perfect. Nobody said, sir, you shouldn't say that. Many people on the phone or hung up in disgust because of something I inappropriately said, because nothing was said wrong. In fact, at the end of the call, we agreed to continue our conversation about election fraud, and election fraud specifically in Georgia, at a later time. Many people on the phone, including lots of lawyers, nobody found anything wrong with that perfect call until a book promotion tour many months later.
All right, so what Trump does in the first part of the speech, which is not the most powerful part, it's very powerful, very historic, is he's saying, look at all the false charges before. Look at all the things they said I did, I didn't do. And now they're just back again, more desperate than ever, because they know we're waking up and they're losing control of our minds. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. The globalists are coming for us all, but we're waking up and we're strong. We have God on our side, and we can and we must prevail. When I sit here and hammer and beg and plead on air, promoting great products that you already need that are amazing, we're able to be in the black. You probably noticed the last 3 weeks I barely plugged, I haven't hammered things, because I don't like coming up here. I want to cover news and information and just begging and pleading and explaining. We did the accounting yesterday. We're back in the red. We've just gotten out of it. And I guess this is where God wants to keep me. It's all in God's plan, I'm sure. But you need these products anyways. These are great products that are life-changing. And we won't be here if you don't support us. So Trump has a war chest of $400 million. That's great. He deserves it. Wonderful. Everybody's supporting Trump. We don't have a war chest of $1 million. So we need to be able to stay on air. The bankruptcy's going well. They found out we're not hiding money. They found out I've told the truth about everything. The reorganization is going well, but not if there's not enough money to fund the operation. So you need Ultimate Krill Oil, highest quality, highest grade krill oil that does over-the-top things for your cardiovascular system, your brain, your mind, your psyche. It's next level. We have great fish oil as well. Those are 40% off. We're selling out of the great idea my dad had, the turmeric non-fluoride toothpaste full of all the essential oils. More will be in a few months, but we've still got it at InfoWarsStore.com. These two products, one comes back in about 3 months. Another one comes in about 4 months. But these are best sellers, but we need the funds now. So Real Red Pill Plus with the preglinone and all these things that boost your natural hormones, your overall stamina and everything, it's 40% off. DNA Force Plus, selling out. We're down to like 1,000 bottles. Won't be in for a long time. 40% off still, InfoWarsStore.com. But really, this is an information war. So I would really encourage listeners to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get an Alex Jones for President shirt. In great conversational piece. You'll meet a lot of cool people. The leftist area that you might get shot. But I go out in public and nothing but love these days. So we're really, really winning. That shirt's available, limited edition. It won't be sold very soon. Also, the Trump mugshot. They never did a real mugshot, so we already had created one. It's being printed right now. It'll be shipping out next week. It says political prisoner with a picture of Trump in a basically a lineup or a mugshot on the back, InfoWars.com. It's a limited edition shirt as well. It's a fundraiser shirt. I want to thank you all for your support. Get a signed or unsigned copy of my best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World as well. I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage those on the fence. The fight's now, folks. We're the tip of the spear. You're the tip of the spear. Please get off the bench, especially those of you, because I know 99% of our audience never buys anything, and just go to InfoWars Store. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. Realize you're in a fight. Fund the fight or roll over and die. Appreciate your support. Okay. Play a few more minutes of Trump's speech. It gets better and better. The front's okay, but it gets really good. But first, more of the Trump speech from Mar-a-Lago. They're censoring.
This fake case was brought only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election, and it should be dropped immediately. Then you have a radical left lunatic known as a bomb thrower who is harassing hundreds of my people day after day over the boxes hoax. You know, the boxes hoax, as we call it. Just so everyone knows, I come under what's known as the Presidential Records Act, which was designed and approved by Congress long ago just for this reason. Under the act, I'm supposed to negotiate with NARA, the National Archives and Records Administration, which as of this date is a radical left troublemaking organization that red flags the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights as dangerous and triggering. Can you imagine? This is what we have to deal with. But there is no criminality under the Presidential Records Act. That is not what it's all about. We were negotiating in very good faith, proper way, in order to return some or all of the documents that I openly and in very plain sight brought with me to Mar-a-Lago from our beautiful White House, just as virtually every other president has done in the past. When FBI and DOJ officials with NARA were here, I told my lawyer to show them the very secure storage room in which they were locked. The FBI's sole request in writing was, could you please put another lock on the door? We immediately complied. It's a lot different than the Biden situation, isn't it? The next thing I know, we were raided by many gun-toting FBI agents who took whatever they wanted, including my passports and medical records. Everybody was in shock. Nobody had ever heard of such a raid before. Can't even believe it. Who would think that that could happen today? I immediately thought of the Fourth Amendment that protects against unreasonable search and seizure. But they did it anyway because our justice system has become lawless. They're using it now, in addition to everything else, to win elections. Apparently, they're not looking at me through the view of the non-criminal Presidential Records Act. They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death. Even though that has absolutely nothing to do with openly taking boxes of documents and mostly clothing and other things to my home, which President Obama has done, the Bushes have done, Jimmy Carter's done, Ronald Reagan has done, everybody's done. In fact, Hillary Clinton got rid of 33,000 emails. That was okay, but nobody's done it like Joe Biden. This lunatic special prosecutor named Jack Smith, I wonder what it was prior to a change, who others of his ilk say he's even worse than they are, is only looking at Trump, yet Joe Biden took massive amounts more documents, even removed many boxes to Chinatown. You believe that?
Yeah, put them in a Chinese restaurant.
From China. Where did that come from? I guess they were banking on Hunter's expertise and had others stored in unsecured offices in Pennsylvania and strewn all over his garage floor where his now very famous Corvette is also stored. All over the floor, including classified documents. But that's okay. Perhaps most importantly, he has 1,850 boxes in Delaware, which he is refusing to give up. But isn't that real obstruction? That's obstruction. As president, I have the right to declassify documents, and the process is automatic if I take them with me. It's automatic. Declassify. Biden was vice president. He had absolutely no right to declassify as vice president. He doesn't come under the non-criminal Presidential Records Act. He comes under the very criminal Federal Records Act, unfortunately for him, but it's not going to matter because they don't follow the law, which has very severe penalties.
All right, that's good for now. Look at this deceptive headline from Mediaite. Trump called to defund the police after his own arrest. And I knew what I was going to read before I read it. He's called to defund the FBI and the Justice Department because they've run a coup against America. He's called for increasing police funding for local police and school safety. But they then turn around and say he's doing what they're doing. Absolutely, the Justice Department, everybody at the top should be fired there. In fact, you don't have to get rid of these agencies. You've just got to get rid of the deep state operatives in them. But fine, it's easier just to abolish them and then create a new agency with new people. Whatever. We all know it's time to fire this rogue government that's hijacked our country. It's that simple. We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic, does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad, the last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself. We're going to play a few more minutes of Trump's speech. I want to get it all in this hour, but we've already gone through about half of it. The media is censoring it. Here it is.
They don't follow the law, which has very severe penalties. He had classified documents that he took while he was a senator, which is absolutely inexcusable. And other senators, including Democrats, are outraged. But he's not being harassed and hounded like the people who work for me are. In fact, they seem to have forgotten about his documents entirely. So many thousands and thousands. It's okay with him. They like to say that I'm obstructing, which I'm not, because I was working with NARA very nicely until the raid on my home. But Biden is obstructing by making it impossible to get the 1,850 boxes or explain why many documents were located in Chinatown. Can't explain it. Why were they in Chinatown? I don't know. Lastly, I'm under investigation. This time a civil investigation by another racist in reverse who also campaigned on, I will get Trump. I will get him. This was her campaign. Never ran for office. I will get him. Her name is Letitia James. And she proclaimed while campaigning, quote, "I look forward to going into the office of the Attorney General every single day, suing him, and then going home." Before she knew me, she announced, "What is fueling my soul right now is Trump." And that she had her eyes on Trump Tower. Those eyes are focused on Trump Tower. Didn't know the young lady. She even assured her supporters in an election promise that we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's going to know my name personally. And then she claimed that I was an illegitimate president. Think of it. With all we did on energy, with all we did on the military, on taxes, biggest tax cuts in history, biggest regulation cuts in history, right to try, people able to get drugs now that aren't approved. Hopefully you don't have that problem. Letitia James vowed to use every area of the law to, quote, investigate President Trump and his business transactions. Those transactions are going to be investigated, she said. And that of her family and his family, because we're going after his family and we're going after them hard. This is all before entering office and all before knowing anything at all about me. But you're going to get me. This is why, along with unrelenting crime, so many people and companies are leaving New York. She said that I falsified my financial statements, but in fact we're proving and will prove that my financial statements were substantially more than we submitted, not less. And in all cases have a strong disclaimer clause in them, which tells the institutions that may look at that if they want to, not to rely on the same. But they've got a problem with their case because, number one, I'm very underleveraged. They can't believe it, all the stuff they read and gave, and have very little debt relative to the value of assets. And importantly, not one bank has lost even $1. She was investigating me to save banks. They're very good lawyers. But they didn't lose a dollar with us during this period of time. In fact, the banks we're talking about made almost $200 million off Donald Trump, and they liked me very much. We never missed a payment, never got a default notice, had a great relationship with all of them. I don't need banks. We have a lot of cash. I built a great business with my family. I built a fantastic business.
And again, this is the weakest part of the speech. It gets really hardcore. He talks about the Soviet Union and the tyranny and the takeover of America. But if anything, Trump defends himself too much. He's got to go on the offense more here. But yeah, compared to anybody else in business, because they've got laws written for everything, they selectively enforce them. The guy's as clean as a whistle. And they've tried to put him in jail for decades. And now they just don't care. They're going for it. Even the left admits it's an empty indictment. This is so dangerous because it shows the people that have hijacked our country are inept. They don't care how bad it makes them look because they think they'll never get in trouble for the crimes they've committed. The average conservative, I still don't think, gets that we're in a total war, New World Order takeover. And I'm not mad at the crowd. We found a version that didn't have them too loud. Actually, the mic up at his podium, the rest of the feeds I saw, you couldn't even hear what he was saying. They were yelling and screaming the whole time because they were just so excited to be at Mar-a-Lago. This isn't about a bunch of peacocks at Mar-a-Lago. It's about the country in crisis, the world in crisis.
I have a son here who's done a great job, and I have another son here who's done a great job. And Ivanka and Barron will be great someday. He's tall, and he's smart. But I have a great family, and they've done a fantastic job, and we appreciate it very much. So she's suing me over banks that weren't defrauded. when she should be focused on violent crime that's driving people out of the state. This is a persecution, not an investigation. She's put our family through hell. It's cost hundreds of millions of dollars to defend. But our heads are held very, very high. They want to settle the case, but I want no part of that. So here we are now. It's where we were today, in a city that was so great just 4 or 5 years ago. But now we're there. Spend time there today, as you possibly read. With a local failed district attorney charging a former president of the United States for the first time in history on a basis that every single pundit and legal analyst said, there is no case, there's no case. They kept saying, there's no case. Virtually everyone. But it's far worse than that, because he knew there was no case. That's why last week he delayed for a month and then immediately took that back and threw this ridiculous indictment together. Came out today, everybody said, this is not really an indictment. There's nothing here. My lawyers came to me and they said, there's nothing here. They're not even saying what you did. The criminal is the district attorney because he illegally leaked massive amounts of grand jury. For which he should be prosecuted, or at a minimum, he should resign. And Alvin Bragg's wife confirmed a report that claimed her husband has Trump nailed on felonies. She has since locked down her Twitter account. His chief prosecutor, who represented the Democrats and crooked Hillary Clinton, and a firm run by Chuck Schumer's brother, Robert, he quit the firm in order to go to work in the DA office in order to get Trump. Can you imagine that? Hillary Clinton's lawyer, Democrat firm. Ultimately, he quit as chief prosecutor because Bragg didn't think he had a case. Think of that same guy that brought this ridiculous thing today. Yet during his investigation, this prosecutor named Mark Pomerantz wrote and published a book saying all sorts of privileged things, has been very strongly reprimanded. He was reprimanded so strongly. I've never seen anything like it. That's probably the end of it. But what he did was probably very illegal. But he was very, very strongly reprimanded. Even District Attorney Bragg was furious with him. They were having a tremendous fight in the office because of him. But hope is never lost because various prosecutors in the DA's office also quit because they thought President Trump was being treated very unfairly. How about that? Isn't that great? Oh, I love them. I'd like to meet them. I'd like to meet them. The DA's office even had a webpage, meet the team of executives who have done this to President Trump. That was the title. Isn't that nice? They immediately had to take it down. Meanwhile, overall, crime in New York was up 30% last year, much more than that the year before, with felony assaults, robberies, and burglaries all up by massive, massive numbers. Not the same place that I know, not the same place that you know. And this is where we are right now. I have a Trump-hating judge with a Trump-hating wife and family whose daughter worked for Kamala Harris and now receives money from the Biden-Harris campaign and a lot of that. We recently had another trial, and the same judge told the fine man who worked for me for many, many years that if you admit your guilt, you will be in jail for 90 days. But if you don't, if we go through a trial and you're found guilty, you're going away for 10 years and maybe longer. Which for a 75-year-old man with a great family really means life. What the prosecutors and judge did to that man, I will never forget. Because it's right out of the old Soviet Union. That's where we are. They said, you say anything about Trump, meaning that's bad, and you won't even have to serve the 90 days. You'll walk free. And they say that to many of my employees. We have this Jack Smith lunatic threatening people every single day through his representatives. They're threatening jail terms. But talk about Trump and you'll go free. This is where we are as a nation. Who would have thought they can't beat us at the ballot box? So they try and beat us through the law. That's the country in which we live, however, right now. The USA is a mess. Our economy is crashing. Inflation is out of control. Russia has joined with China. Can you believe that? Saudi Arabia has joined with Iran. China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea have formed together as a menacing and destructive coalition. Would have never happened if I were your president. Would never have happened. Nor would Russia attacking Ukraine have happened. All of those lives would be saved. All of those beautiful cities would be standing. Our currency is crashing and will soon no longer be the world standard, which will be our greatest defeat, frankly, in 200 years. There will be no defeat like that. That will take us away from being even a great power. If you took the five worst presidents in the history of the United States and added them up, they would not have done near the destruction to our country as Joe Biden and the Biden administration have done. Incredibly, we are now a failing nation. We are a nation in decline. And now these radical left lunatics want to interfere with our elections by using law enforcement. We can't let that happen. With all of this being said, and with a very dark cloud over our beloved country, I have no doubt, nevertheless, that we will make America great again.
But I can tell you the deep state is moving against everybody right now. There's a lot I can't tell you on air at this point, but believe me, this is beyond a movie, okay? Even what's happening to InfoWars, they are making their move. The country is on its knees right now. If we just wake up, we'll be on our feet and we'll win, but this is the intelligence agencies through the bureaucracy, through everything, is it waging war. They're destroying our borders, annihilating our energy infrastructure, flooding us with fentanyl, brainwashing our children, trying to destroy our families, starting World War III, engaged in epic level corruption. This is it. We have lived in an age of destruction. Hear about other countries that are corrupt and fall apart. Well, it's happening to America. No country's ever gone past 220 years. We're 245 years old. We're the oldest country or empire in history. And we are on our deathbed right now. And now this new revolution they've got is meant to bring us into total tyranny on the other side. I want to say something very clearly to all of you right now. Since the end of World War II, the intelligence agency seized full control of the U.S. They have been running us in the ground. They're controlled by the Carnegie, Ford, and Rockefeller Foundations. They do not want us in control of our destiny. They are desperate. They are in trouble. They are panicking. Their programs are in trouble worldwide. They're destroying our dominance in their attempt to dominate the world. It was American soft power is why people listened to us, because they thought we were free and they aspired to be like us. Now they hate us. But the world shouldn't hate America. Americans on average are still good people, not as good as we were. We're going to make our republic strong again and an example of the world, not a bully. But I can tell you behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen, I've learned information I'm not at liberty to tell you yet, of just how bad it is. The enemy is moving on all fronts against everybody right now. We are in the middle of a coup. They're not just going after Trump. And you should take every hour we're on air as very special. I could be off the air by tomorrow, just so you know. Now do I got your attention? They're about to tank everything, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to not have food at the grocery stores if we don't stop them. These people are psychotic communists. And you think created communism, the Rothschilds, the richest people in the world, they rob you. What does Soros do as their agent? He goes around and bankrupts countries and steals old people's pension funds, and the left worships him. When he was 14, he was rounding up fellow Jews. What a nice person. The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, there's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected, and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension that's just turned over to the most horrible things, what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension that's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up in the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously, our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will, and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing, using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. I knew about this before it was declassified. I'm just saying I have good sources. That they wanted to build a giant artificial system. And Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into it with the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it, and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us that are organic creatures, so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it by giving over our consciousness to the system, our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place, and to block these systems, and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes, and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are in control of this AI system before humanity's destroyed.
Right.
But this is an interdimensional force that wants to influence us to build something that absorbs us and kills us, rather than the divine free will we're given to build something much better that empowers the species.
Get your big brain on with Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support the InfoWars.